Despite COVID-19, the semester is clicking along at Holy Family Elementary. Principal Rachel Wentling talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you. I don't think we've spoken since last year. And obviously, things are quite a bit different going into this school year. So I'm just going to kind of open it up to you and ask, how are things going down there?
Things are going better than I could have ever expected. Getting this school year off the ground has been harder than usual. I often compare the start of the school year to the launching of a space shuttle. Despite all of our other complications, this year has been exceptionally difficult. But after we've gotten started, it is going much better than I could have ever expected.
That's good to hear. You know, I think, and one of the things we talked about a little bit as we were prepping for this is the mitigation measures. That's something that you said a lot of people were asking you about. So you want to kind of talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. In order for us to be able to have school in person, we had to implement a lot of mitigation strategies, and that's taken a lot of work by a lot of people in my building. I've had a whole team of people, all of us problem solving, troubleshooting, trying to figure out how can we create the safest possible environment to provide the best quality of education. And we have a lot of limitations. In particular, that was space. We were not able to distance the students the full 6 feet that most people was recommended. So we're using all kinds of different strategies to help us with that. But, with all of those various strategies, the kids are adapting well. The teachers are beginning to adapt. It's starting, I don't want to say it feels normal. I don't think it's ever going to feel normal, but I think it's becoming a little bit more normed in that no longer is the focus. The education is becoming more forward. The interactions with their classmates is becoming more forward. All of that is coming more to the forefront. And all of those different new strategies and procedures that we've had to put in place, those are beginning to fade into the background a little bit. It's becoming a bit more normed. I think we all look forward to a day when perhaps we will have what we consider normal again. I have no idea when that could be, or even if it's a possibility in the near future. But I would say that our students have adapted beautifully. And, you know, we're starting to see what would be their normal orneriness start to come out. And, that's not an all bad thing. That means that if their normal orneriness is coming out, then these things that we had to put in place that everybody was so worried about are beginning to fade into the background.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know, not to embarrass my daughter, she came home with kind of a little bit, not a great score on some math homework she had. And that was the focus. You know, it was, I think at first, you know, exactly like you're talking about, it's talking about masks, it's social distancing, and just the excitement of being back in school. But then reality hit this week, and it's all about those academics for her now.
Yeah. I think that was, you know, our first 2 weeks of school was all about all the different strategies and new procedures and adapting to all of that. And now that's all in the background, and it's back to business as usual as much as you can. We are still answering a lot of questions. We're still making a lot of tweaks and trying to make things run a little bit better. But in general, we're back to business as usual as best as we possibly can. And I think the general consensus is that feels good.
Excellent. Now, down there, do you have any students doing like a remote option or a work from home kind of thing? Or is everybody opted into going back into the building?
The vast majority of our students returned to on-site learning. We did have a small handful for various reasons that opted for the virtual online option. And Holy Family was able to partner with Smoky Valley Virtual Charter School out of Lindbergh, Kansas. We already had a working relationship with them on some other school-related programs and whatnot. So they were able to help us out with those virtual online students. And so they are actually taking classes with Smoky Valley Virtual Charter School. They are enrolled also with Holy Family, and we provide some services to them as well. We have a proctor here on campus who's specifically assigned to work with those students. But then the majority of them are on site. We have had to have some students who've had to quarantine due to exposure to COVID, or they've had to remain at home while a family member was maybe being tested, or they've been ill, or along those lines. And we've been working on those students remote in when they're at home during their quarantine, so that they're able to stay caught up on all their schoolwork with the rest of their classmates. And I have to tell you, I have to brag on my teachers. They have just been phenomenal at figuring out how to make that work. They've done a lot of preliminary work to make sure the students are equipped beforehand. My IT, he's been fabulous on making sure that they have what they need electronically to do all that work. So I really have to give them tremendous credit for all the preparations and all of the things that they're doing to make it possible. Of course, there's parents at home in the background that are also doing some work to make sure that their kids are supervised and they're staying on top of the work. It's truly a team effort.
Well, that's excellent to hear that everybody's kind of coming together. Are you finding that, you know, with that distance learning piece, that some of the students are taking to that? And I guess the question I'm asking here is, do they enjoy that, or is it just a necessity until they can get back into the building for whatever reason, you say?
I think it's a mixed bag. There are some students who really do enjoy that kind of remote learning experience. In some ways, they get to work it at their own pace. They don't have to wait for their classmates to maybe finish up with work until they have to move on to the next thing. Those kids might tend to be more introverted, or they like to work a little bit more independently. But then you have those other students who really thrive in the social environment. They look forward to coming to school to see their friends and to have those interactions. And those types of kids are the ones who maybe struggle a little more in that remote learning environment. So I don't know that there's like one type of learning that is like, you know, great for all students. It kind of depends on their personalities, what their needs are, and what kind of supports that they need. Everybody's a little bit different. In my household, I have two kids. When we had to go to the kind of continuous online learning last spring, one absolutely thrived, and the other one, that was not a good model. And going back to school, one was very happy to get back in person, and the other one could have just gone to remote. It's interesting even how you can have it so differently even the same household.
Sure. With those kiddos that are in the building, you know, how's the, I'm thinking like the extracurriculars or lunchtime, you know, recess, band, how is that all kind of shaken out for them?
You know, that is, I would say that those are probably some of our toughest decisions. You know, keeping the kids, you know, socially distanced and doing all the things that you need to do in the classrooms is pretty easy because our classrooms are so incredibly structured. It's those less structured times, so transitions in the hallways, going to lunch, going out to recess, doing those types of things. You don't have as much structure. They are structured, but they're not as structured. Lunch has, that was probably my biggest stress. We did start a school with two half days, and then we went, our first full day was on a Wednesday, and that was my most stressful part of that day. And it took us about 2 weeks to get lunch figured out. We are only able to socially distance consistently about 4 feet in our building with the size of our classes and the size of our classrooms. So that's what we're striving for in the cafeteria at this stage. Currently, our building does not have any confirmed cases, so we're going to continue to do what we're doing. But if we start to see a spread of COVID within our building, we do have plans to make adjustments if we need to. Would not be ideal situations, but, you know, we're going to do everything we can to keep the kids going in class. Recess, I worked really hard on my master schedule to make sure that every grade level has their own specific recess time. So trying to keep our cohorts together. And that took a lot of work on the front end, but I think it's going to pay off in the back end. And we were finally able to figure that out. And then bands has been a really interesting challenge, but they have all kinds of different bell covers and other, I don't know, things that they use for their instruments to help reduce the amount of air that comes out of the instruments when they're practicing on them. So they're going to work in small little ensembles on different days so they can socially distance and use all those different tools to hopefully keep our students safe while they're learning their new instruments.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, because I think, band starts at fifth grade for you guys?
Starts in sixth grade for us.
Sixth grade. So, yeah, those kids are a little bit older and probably a little bit more responsible than, you know, a first grader playing a trumpet or something. Just playing. I can just imagine them everywhere, you know.
You would like to think so most of the time, right?
Yeah. Well, Rachel, we're just about out of time. Any other last thoughts you kind of want to hit on before we go?
You know, it's just it's been an incredibly tough start to the year. But I think we with each week, each day, we're growing in our confidence. We learn about what we can do and what we can't do. And we are adjusting to that. We know that for our school, the best place for us to have our students is in our building face-to-face. And so that's what we're going to keep on working towards. And we're going to do what it takes to keep that going to the best of our ability. The kids are happy. I was walking down the hallway on Tuesday after our three-day weekend, and I ran into a group of our older students, and I said, "So, I go, are you guys all glad to be back here on Tuesday, or would you rather be at home doing remote learning?" And they all unanimously said, "Nope, we'd rather be in school." So that was just music to my ears that we're doing the right thing, and that's the reason why we are doing all the hard work, because this is where the students want to be. They know that this is what's best for them, and this is what we need to make possible for them so that they can continue with their academic growth.